Let me see your Bible. You know, if you're ashamed to carry it with you, put it in a sack until you get over it. But it's the Word of God that'll set you free. Most men, you can put it down, most men know the sports page better than they do their Bible. And then, you know, if you don't know your Bible, there'll be a day when sickness will knock on your door. And you better know what the Bible says about that sickness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you know that I start to get the sniffles or something like that, but I have not been seriously sick for, I don't know, maybe I could say probably 35, 36 years, 37 years without any sick, except once when I disobeyed God. See, the devil can't touch me.
Yeah.
The devil can't touch my family. He can't touch our airplane. He can't touch our car unless we open the door for him to get in there. As long as you walk in the will of God, he cannot touch you. Well, how do you know what's the will of God if you don't get in the Bible? Can you say amen? Glory to God. Open your Bibles tonight. We went a little different direction last night by the Holy Ghost. And if you wasn't here, get the tape. And it was just a different move of God. But I want you to go to 1 Corinthians, if you would, with me. 1 Corinthians. And we're going to start 1 Corinthians 12. I want to talk about the gifts of the Spirit tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll lose a whole generation of preachers and churches if we don't preach on these things about the gifts of the Spirit. Most churches in America do not allow the gifts of the Spirit in operation. And it's tragic. Look at here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." Actually, the original reason, "Now concerning spirituals," or spiritual things that pertain to the Spirit, "I would not have you ignorant or misinformed or stupid." And yet the church is so ignorant concerning the gifts of the Spirit. I say this, two things that the pastors ought to have is the word of knowledge and the discerning of spirits. If anything, I think a pastor ought to pray for those to be in operation stronger than anything. You can keep your church clean.
Yeah.
How can you deal with the devil? How can you keep your church clean if you're ignorant of these of the gifts of the Spirit?
Yeah.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, opens the door to the supernatural. It opens the door to the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I asked the church the other night, I said, "Now, how many of you pray?" And I said, "Now, don't lie to the Holy Ghost. How many of you pray in the Holy Ghost at least 30 minutes a day?" And we only had one quarter of the congregation, three quarters didn't pray. I said, "Now, you see, that's why you're going to be ignorant concerning the things of God."
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
As if you haven't got time, you can pray in the car. You're driving a truck, you can pray in the Holy Ghost. But praying in the Holy Ghost opens the door to the supernatural, and I believe that opens the door into the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
Everybody say, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Very important. But see, he says right here that he doesn't be ignorant or misinformed or stupid concerning the things that pertain to the Spirit. He doesn't want us to be ignorant. So if a church doesn't allow the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation, or they don't believe in them, they're going to be ignorant concerning the devices of the devil. God said something to me, and I shared it with my wife. She came in, and they were there for a while, then they went out and run an errand. While they were running an errand, I was praying in the Holy Ghost, and God said something to me. If a church doesn't allow the gifts of the Spirit, he said, it'll allow everything into that church. In other words, he said they will be deceived in these last days. It says in the last days, even the elect would be deceived. We've got churches today that are just, there's thousands of people, and they don't even realize that it's a false church. They get up and say, "Well, we're not even going to mention the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend anybody." Like who? The devil? That's what, dude, you want to offend. You cannot. We're not going to mention the name of Jesus. God told me in a vision, he told me that was the terror church. It's a lie. There's no other name to get saved by. But in the name of Jesus, how is you going to get saved if you don't mention that name? You think about that. I said you think about that. But if you don't have the gift, if you're ignorant concerning the things that pertain to the Spirit, you're going to get hoodwinked and fooled. He said, you're going to have to preach this. You're going to have to operate in it. Because we're going to lose a whole generation that operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, what do you mean by that? Well, let's go in here and name off these gifts a little bit and talk a little bit about it. Go to the fourth verse. Now, there are differences or diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now, the one in the first verse gives is italicized, so that wasn't in the original. They put that in there, but really it says, now concerning things that pertain to the Spirit or spirituals, I would not have you ignorant. Can you imagine the church being ignorant? The devil could just come in and have havoc in that church because they're ignorant and things that pertain to the Spirit, that they're trying to minister to people in the flesh, and it's the Spirit, man, we got to feed, not the flesh. Today, they got churches that just deal with this right here. They deal with psychology and trying to do it, and that won't help anybody because it's a spiritual problem. It ain't a mental problem. You get your spiritual problem straightened out, then you can overcome all that other.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And that's what you got today in churches. There's a difference between spirit preaching and flesh preaching.
Yeah.
Or I may put it this way, mental preaching.
Yeah.
Most churches, God said this, most churches have mental preaching. And it will not set anybody free. It don't scare a devil or anything else, or sickness and disease or anything else. And if you're ignorant of these things, you'll get hoodwinked in these last days. There are churches being raised up, but they're not, God's blessings are not on them. You think about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, there are differences of these gifts, but the same Spirit. So actually, there are differences. He's also talking about the gift ministries, the fivefold gift ministries, and also the gifts of the Spirit. Now look at here, but he said, now he's going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. And there are differences of ministration, but the same Lord. That indicates the Lord is the administrator. There are differences of operation, but the same God which worketh all in all. So that'd be, God is the operator of them. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man the prophet with all. The manifestation. Now why is the church, you know, I remember the church I got saved. They'd have their afterglow meeting. In other words, we don't do that in the main sanctuary. We have afterglow. Well, how can you have an afterglow when it wasn't even glowing in the main service? The afterglow means the big glow here, then an afterglow. Isn't that true? No. Glory to God. The manifestation of the Spirit, every man the prophet with all. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. That's something in the future. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, let me tell you about being ignorant concerning the things that pertain to the Spirit. And having a church where the pastors operate in the gifts of the Spirit. You keep the church clean. Every pastor is going to face Jesus at one time and what kind of steward and what they allowed in their church. Every man, man of God is going to be accountable what he allowed into that church.
That's right. Amen.
Was you a feeder or was you a babysitter? Was you a feeder or was you just put thumb sucking stuff in people's mouths just so they could suck on it and don't get no nourishment out of it? You remember the three kind of dirt in Mark 4? There's three kinds of dirt that will not produce any fruit. The Bible says so. And that's the kind, then the other dirt is where they hear the word and receive it 30, 60, and 100 fold. So that's the ratio of what the movement that you have through your church, because there are going to be those unless you do something different to keep them. You're going to have a lot of carnal things. Allow the homosexuals to sit together in church. Allow everything that you can to be able to keep that. And that's the kind of churches being raised up today. You got those that operate in the mental realm. The Bible talks about it in Mark 4, the mental realm. And it didn't take, and they get offended for the word's sake. Well, if you don't give them no word, they can't get offended, so you can try to keep them that way. But that's the terror church, and those pastors, those shepherds, so-called, are going to stand before God because they didn't feed His sheep. Amen. What you got today in those churches is starving sheep with fat preachers. Overfed preachers and skinny, no, them feed the sheep. And there's a day when they're going to have to answer to God for that. He was shouting, dancing a while ago when Trevor was preaching. Come on. Don't let me down. I need some help here. For instance, the word of knowledge. In our church, when we were up in the tilt-up building, and I was ministering, I saw a man walk in, and a word of knowledge came to me, that he's here to get up with some of our girls. He was looking for a girl. Not to marry, but he was looking for a girl. And when he walked in, he sat in the back seat, and God told me, see, and I'm standing up there, I'm on the platform, and he told me when he walked in what he was there for. So I got up and preached, and then at the end of the preaching, I don't know if Trevor was with us then or not, but I had the person, I had him, I said, all right, close it out. And so when he did, I didn't get back on the platform. I walked around, and I went around. When he saw me coming, he got up, and he went out in the foyer, and I stopped him. I said, hey, what's your business here? He said, well, that's none of your business.
Uh-oh.
And I said, no, your business is to get one of our girls in bed. I said, don't come back here again. And he had the choice word for me and left. He went to another church down the road. And within a month, they had him ahead of the singles. And within 2 months, they caught him in bed with one of the singles in the associate pastor's house. Now I'm not trying to hurt those folks or anything, but why didn't, see, they're ignorant because their discerner ain't right. Why didn't they pick that up? You understand what I'm talking about? We had another incident. That we had a gal in our church. Now we knew that she was that she in the past her lifestyle was a lesbian, but she looked acting clean and felt good and everything else and so forth like that. And finally, she came on to some of the women in our church. Matter of fact, she came on to my wife. They were in a prayer meeting, and then everybody left, and she came on to my wife. Well, my wife, I was up in Porterville preaching. And my wife phoned, she drove up there and met me up and drove back. And so we asked her to leave. She went over to another, same church, and been there now since then, and had broken up 5 different families, having an affair with the wife and a husband relationship. But she got into the family and had an affair with the woman and broke up families. She'd been there about 7 years. I don't get it. And the pastor even told one of the one that helps us do some pastoring there in our church, Grant, told him, the pastor of the church told him, oh yeah, well she's broken up 5 different families. Now you talk about ignorant. We're our shepherd to have discernment and protect the sheep.
Hallelujah.
You want to know why? Because they don't want to say nothing. They went, well, we just don't have any. You know that religious talk. We're a church full of love. We accept everybody. I don't accept perverts unless they want to get saved and delivered.
Right. Right.
If they want to get saved and delivered, that's a different story. But they're coming in to work the house with their devils. It ain't going to happen, honey. Where's the discernment? Is the shepherds blind? They're ignorant concerning the things that pertain to the Spirit. My goodness, you need to discern the Spirit sitting over those things. God did not put at World Harvest Church 2 ignorant people that don't know what's going on in that church. We know what's going on. Unless the Lord hid it from us, for some reason, we know what's going on in that church. And we have a clean church. Had a man the other day come in. He came in several years ago, and he was there, I don't know, they were there about a year. And my wife told this woman, because this woman asked my wife about, you know, well, there's her friend of hers, a lesbian. And should I be running around? My wife said, no, you shouldn't be running around with her. Is that right? You shouldn't be running around with that woman. What are you doing running around with that woman? You shouldn't do it. Well, they got an offense, one left, and they went back to their church, same one that I was just talking about. Well, he shows up several years later. We're getting our new building. He showed up about 2 months ago, and he started coming to our services. And, well, we'll find out what's up here. So Grant, you know, talking, and he was talking to a few people, and we're keeping an eye on him. Not safe. When you become a church tramp, you get marked, and you come in churches that have their discerner. You ought to thank God you got pastors that operate in the gifts of the Spirit. And no. You young girls, you can get yourself in trouble. Go ahead and disobey your parents and disobey your pastor when they say, now you need to wait. Let's prove this guy out. Man, I need to hop the crowd. I got to get married now. Well, that's the truth. I know my wife's dropping her head on that, but that's the truth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And your pastor's trying to help you because they're your shepherd. They're their watch over your soul. Why can't you wait a little bit longer? I just can't wait. I want to get married now. Well, we're recommending you wait. We used to marry them anyway. I had the philosophy, well, they'll go to Las Vegas to get married. But me and my wife made the decision. Says we're not, if it ain't right, we're not going to get involved. Let them go where they want to get married. But we're not going to marry them because if God didn't put them together. So to kind of find out this guy. Now, this is in that same church. Him and his wife went back. That's where they've been raised. And see, there's certain people that are raised in certain churches we don't want in our church. Because our food will gag them. They're not used to our food, the kind that we do. And they're not, are you listening?
Yeah. Whoa.
Because then they'll try to bring something from that other place, and we don't want it in our church because we're going to have to answer to God. And I'm going to tell you, we have the power of God in our church. We have miracles in our church. We have tongues, interpretation. We have the gifts of the Spirit. And when you come in our building, people say, we sense the power of God here. Then we've had those that come from dead churches. We don't feel right in here. Something's wrong with this church. Well, that's the anointing. They don't realize they're under conviction.
Right.
The anointing there, you'll get convicted.
Yeah.
So Grant, my wife told him that's it. She says, you tell him that this really ain't the kind of church for you. You wouldn't fit in here. Well, to come to find out, see, the woman, he told his wife to get away from that lesbian, and now she's having an affair with a lesbian, and now she wants to move her girlfriend in there and have a threesome.
Lord.
And he's not rejecting it. What are you looking at me that way for? This stuff goes on.
That's right. That's exactly.
No, you need to go where you feel more at home. You won't feel at home here because you're going to get convicted.
Amen.
I said, sir, you know, if I talk to her, I'd just say, sir, what is wrong with you even entertaining that? For your wife to bring her girlfriend and then all go to church together and sit there. If there's no anointing, there's no conviction, and you'll have everything, every kind of thing in your church. That's called ignorance.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I'm not talking about if you want to come in and you want to get deliverance, say, I need help, I need deliverance. That's a whole different deal. Don't misunderstand me.
Yeah.
True repentance, that's what I was talking about. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise God for the word of knowledge. Praise God for the discerning of the spirits.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the manifestation for everyone, to one is given by Spirit, the word of wisdom about the future, and to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Glory to God. He does not want us to be ignorant concerning the things that pertain to the Spirit. There's some things that can be changed if you know how to get into the spirit realm and pray. There's some things that can be changed, and then there's some things that can't because they've already set that law into motion and going that way. Are you listening to me? You mean to tell me you ask people to leave your church? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because we got to face God. That's why we got a clean church. That's why the anointing's there, because of the things of the Spirit of God that are in operation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, yeah. Hallelujah. My wife operates in, and I'm not talking about public, I'm just talking about in her pastorate work. She'll be up there, get up there and preaching, and one of the sheep walk in, and the Lord will give her a word of knowledge of what's going on in their lives and be able to help them. Pull them aside and say, listen, you know, I went through this deal, and this is how I got through it. And I don't know how many lives and families have been saved because of the word of knowledge, what they were going through. I'm going to tell you, you know, going to a head shrinker ain't going to help.
No, not at all.
I disagree. That's fine. We can be disagree without being disagreeable.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Praise God for it. I said praise God for it. We got a church of love because love will discipline. Love will help people in that way by the Spirit. That's the way that you get people. And then you'll be able to keep them that way. And there'll be spirit people instead of carnal people. There's carnal people that come in, but if they listen to their shepherd, they'll start growing. And that carnality, I'm talking about ones that really want help.
Amen.
You mean to tell me that you asked that man to leave? Absolutely. Glory be to God. You remember I told the story the other night about Brother Hagin, about a minister that used to have meetings through here? And he said none of those sheep were good sheep because the way that he got them. He got them where they're jumping through the loops, hanging off of the chandeliers and everything else. And unless they're screaming and yelling, they don't feel like they're having a meeting. And he said none of those converts from that meeting were any good in the local church. I'd rather get them by the Spirit. I'd rather get them by the Word of God. Slow growth is good growth. Praise the Lord. If you get them with Starbucks coffee and Krispy Kremers, then you're going to have to serve that every Sunday morning. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Glory be to God. I'm preaching real good. Well, we got to preach about these things because this. Now, listen to what the Lord said to me. That there's going to be churches completely deceived in these last days. And you need to know the things that pertain to the Spirit or you'll be deceived. The Bible says even in the last days, even the elect will be deceived. I'd be sitting there watching Christian TV and a man get up and say he's a prophet and he's operating under a familiar spirit and that whole studio, all those people don't even realize he's operating because they're ignorant and because they live a carnal life behind the scenes when the lights go out, when they go down to the bar and where they go do their drugs and the people can't even tell. Silly, I call them silly carnal Christians can't tell the difference between the real and the false. And it's going to get worse, my friend. Next year is a year of judgment. You better put your seatbelt on. Hallelujah. What do you mean judging how you... I'm talking about all Christians. I'm not just talking about preachers. I'm talking it's going to go through the whole body of Christ. Before the revival hits, and in this last day revival... Listen to the man of God. This next revival, what we're starting out in right now, is going to be miracle signs and wonders and the gifts of the Spirit. And the signs and the wonders is going to be the dinner bell. Not Starbucks coffee and not Krispy Kremers or all the other things that they try to give people. It's going to be done by miracle signs and that. We're going to have a revival that's going to pertain to the Spirit. And those are the ones. You heard my wife say a few minutes ago where she talked about in Finney's ministry and how those people stuck in the church. That's the kind of spirit, things that pertain to the Spirit, that you're going to have good converts that you'll be able to feed. You could have a big citywide meeting, but if you didn't have no converts that went into the church, I'm not talking about raising their hand. I'm not talking about just coming forward. I'm talking about did they get in the church? That's what you call losing your fruit. He brought them in through the Spirit, through prayer. Not a donkey show, not an elephant show, not an angel coming down on the string. We're going to have real angels coming in this room. Praise the Lord. We made up our mind we're going to have a New Testament church. New Testament church. Things that pertain to the Spirit. That's where you really help people get their lives changed. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Glory be to God. Lushakanda, le gumbodere, le shike banda, la shuka turuna, le shike mandande, katutarama, le shike tetenime, katando, la shuke te makaya.
In this day, in this hour, you better make sure you're in the right place, and the right place is the safe place. The safe place is the place where the shepherd is the head of that local body. And so you make sure you're sitting under someone like that, and don't allow the enemy to pull you out and entice you away, because the only thing away from the local church is sin.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now see, now that was tongues and interpretation. Now the other night, Art was with me, and he's used it. I speak in tongues, and he interprets it. We did it over and see, that's the difference. And the church, you don't see this in a lot of churches. But we're going to miss a whole generation that has even seen that in operation. And I mean, I'm talking about that you could put the devil under by being operating in the gifts of the Spirit. So, I went over, and he started trembling. He said, yeah, we're the ones. And then Bob Lemon, he went to person. They said, we're the ones and the other one. They had to come up and repent. And they repented. But that church, after 15 months, I believe it was, 15 months, wasn't even there no more. Because the pastor took a negative effect on it. When God was trying to get to him and help that church. You think about it. Now I got everybody scared of me. They put faxes out of me. Nobody want to have me in their church. And I backed off from that and I got in trouble with God. See, what was he doing? He dealt with the pastor, but the pastor wouldn't do anything about it. So he had somebody that came in, and I yield to the Spirit of God. I'm in charge of the service to deal with that. He'd been dealing with that. He said, I've been dealing with him for years. But he knew about it and wouldn't do anything about it. Church of 1,500. Not there no more. Not there any more. Within 15 months, gone. Scattered. Well, you can blame that on me. They get to blame that on me. But the God was just trying to get a hold. And you haven't seen nothing yet, my brother and sister, what is about to happen. That's why we got to say something. He reveals it to the prophets, and you have to say something. But then there's a positive side. Don't misunderstand. There's a negative and a positive for to have electricity. Hallelujah. Now you just shut them out. I'm telling you, the glory's in here. I said the glory's in here. You better get a hold of your flesh and keep your britches on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory.
I said glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
I said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't like that message. Well, you didn't hire me, so you can't fire me. I just come and love off that basis. Word of knowledge comes. And I tell you, meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. There have been more ministers through this valley that have been knocked out. If they had listened to the Holy Spirit, things and pray in the Holy Ghost. If you'd pray in the Holy Ghost every day, there would be no reason for you to fail. The things that pertain to the Spirit, that is the door speaking in tongues, is the door into the supernatural. Now let me ask you a question. Don't lie to the Holy Ghost. How many of you pray 30 minutes or more a day in the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's why you're not living in the supernatural. So what do you do? Then you have to live in the natural, and you're limited. You're unlimited in the Spirit. That was lower than what the other church was. You can imagine, and these are strong churches, what it is out there. And churches that don't even preach the Word of God. And now we're saying, well, why did this happen to me? Well, here it is right here. The things that pertain to the Spirit. When you get in the Spirit, everything that you need to know and everything is right there. Hallelujah. I go minister to people because they know there's a special anointing on me to kill cancer. And I go to the hospital, and you ought to see, there ain't no books around the hospital bed. Their Bible ain't around there. Now I went over there and prayed for his sister. Her Bible was there. Everything was around. And how's she doing? She's eating. She couldn't even, the smell of food made her sick. We went in as a team. I said, now this is the anointing team. We're going there and we're cancer killers. And we went in and prayed, ministered, not prayed for her, but we transmitted healing power to her. And then that afternoon she wanted a Taco Bell. I mean, I'm talking about, did she want hard shell? And days before she went, The smell of food made her sick. That's what Jesus said. Now, Peter, she's healed. Go and get her some food. That's a good sign she's healed right there. You want a Taco Bell. Then the next day, she wanted enchilada. Then I think the other day, she wanted hot dogs and mashed potatoes. You have to be healed to eat all them in 3 days.
Hallelujah.
Glory. But I go in other rooms and nothing, and they're not, nothing that pertains to the Spirit. I'm praying in the Spirit. Watching some x-rated. I'm telling you, if you're dying, boy, you better have that Word if you can really believe it and get in the Word of God, get faith-filled books on healing and everything else. I don't get it. The lethargy, the laziness that we have gotten ourselves in. You want to know why? There's too much leisure. too much leisure. And that's what got David in trouble. He took off. He was in the battle in the front, and he took off. He was down in Palm Springs, laying by the pool, and Sister G-String come by. She just had dental floss on to cover up while she was swimming. And his eyes got on that. You get that in front of you enough, man, and you'll go after it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's why you got to guard your eyes.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. I'm preaching a lot better than you're saying amen. Glory be to God. I'm talking about the gifts of the Spirit, the things that pertain to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had a word of knowledge. I was preaching in Galveston area. I was preaching. And while I was preaching, I got a word of knowledge that now there's somebody being healed. So you got to understand these gifts are interconnected. They can run. Different ones can run together as needed. The person that needs the prophet with all. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. And it says, hallelujah. And it says, but these all worketh the one self same spirit, dividing every man severally as he wills. For us the prophet with all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man the prophet with all. You think about that. And so I'm doing it. Also, I get a word of knowledge about somebody, about a skull. I said, there's something going on with somebody's skull. The bone of the skull is a bone. And when I said that, what was tied to that word of knowledge was a working of miracles. And all of a sudden, the man started burning up. And I mean, it just stopped the service. You wasn't in that service, were you, man? And all of a sudden, this man, I think Jeremy was at that time, and this man, matter of fact, he was in the second row. He said, my head's on fire. I said, well, there's something wrong. What happened? He says, several years ago, I got in an automobile by accident and crushed my skull. Crushed it. Right around like that on the side. And he said it was in so many pieces that they took it off, took the pressure of it up because it was on the brain. Some pieces were sticking in the brain. He got all that off. And then they put a plate. They had a plate come down and his jaw was all busted up and there were screws in this plate. And he said all of a sudden, bam! That thing, he said, I heard it pop. The plate disappeared. The screws disappeared. And he said he felt his brain, his head pop out, and he felt up there and there was nothing but new bone and new skull. Now what was that? That was a word of knowledge, and it was connected to, because they were all worked together for whatever the need is. I had the word of knowledge. I had to speak that to get it in. Now what if I wasn't operating that morning in the things that pertain to the Spirit?
Right, amen.
And we had a word of knowledge, and then a word, then creative miracle happened. Because you can't heal something that's not there. We were up here in the state of Washington, and Brother Trevor and his wife were working the table there, and a girl come by. Did she have you feel that? Her wrist.
Metal plate and a couple screws in it.
And a couple screws in it.
And she asked Jennifer if she went up to the prayer line, if God would take that out. And Jennifer said, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And she went up there and got ministered by Dr. Dufresne, came back to the book table after the service, jumping up and down, crying, and my wife felt her wrist and it was normally soft as my heart.
And no screws? No plate? No screws. See, these are in the wing. But what if we weren't sensitive to the Spirit of God and moving those gifts? And that's why we don't have miracles in our services. Praying in the Holy Ghost is the door to the supernatural. You think about that. And we saw the percentage. I don't know what this percentage would be in our church. Do you, Don? But it'd be right. I mean, how many actually pray in the Holy Ghost? That's why we got to preach on it. Praying in the Holy Ghost is so important. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Stop. See, you start. Stop! See, you can start at any time you want to. You don't have God come on go boo, 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 to you. Well, I don't think I need that. Then live in the natural realm. Just go ahead and live in the natural realm. Make all the mistakes. If you have these gifts and you're open to it by praying in the Holy Ghost and it opens the door to it, I am convinced that a Christian could never make a mistake if he listens to the Holy Ghost every time. Every time. If you listen to the Holy Ghost every time. But we don't do that. But we could. It's there. You can know about, about this investment. I said, I'm going to go away and pray for a while. See, pray in the Holy Ghost, then the door of the supernatural opens. You can get in there. And God can speak to your spirit, man. See, praying in the Holy Ghost mortifies the deeds of the flesh. Praying in the Holy Ghost stops your mind for you can listen to your spirit, man. That's why in the afternoons in my room, I do my best to be in there by 2, for I can shut everything, the quietness, being around where it's not noisy, where you can hear from God. And you can pray. And I don't pray real loud. You wear yourself out praying all afternoon. I fight you, devil. No. But praying in the Holy Ghost. Murmuring under your in the Spirit. Waiting on your ministry as a minister. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And then when you get into that service, you're wide open for the gifts. And look at that man. Got a new skull. Got a new jaw. God put new bone in there. Hallelujah. I was in one meeting, we were just there, and I mentioned this miracle, and the man was in there. He's a man now. Remember, he was a young boy down there in Lake Charles? He's back in that church. He went away to school, now he's back. Was it 28 inches when he was a little boy, was taken out of his intestine. Got infected or disease or, I don't know what it was, something, cancer, something. But they took it out. And I got in the service, and I said, now there's something about somebody's intestine. Something's happening in that area. And he felt like an explosion. And healed. He went back and got x-ray. They took x-ray and they said, who operated on you? Somebody put those intestines back. Now that's a word of knowledge and tied on to a working of miracle because you can't heal something that's not there. And he was in that service, wasn't he, the other night? And he just went out under the power. God hit him again, didn't he? And he came and talked to Mitch at the back table, didn't he? He just, see, he couldn't have no children. He just had his first son born. I mean, you know, if he's going to put something, he might as well put it all in there. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know if I'm helping you, but I'm preaching myself. That's your time I... Ling boom glam blam glue 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 boo shiki and again there. Boom glam blam blong glue blue shiki did an anime city. Blong blam 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 blue blue shiki did any makaya. Ling boom blam blam blong glue blue shiki and get it makaya.
The life that I have destined for my children to live is a life of the supernatural. Not a life of the natural, but a life of the supernatural. By praying in the Spirit, by speaking in other tongues is how you step into that realm of the supernatural. But it's not just for you to step in and step out. It's to step in and live there. And so you make the decision to speak in other tongues. You make the decision to yield to the Holy Ghost. And as you do, you'll come up to a higher way of living.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. So it's only obvious, minister, that we're going to have to start teaching about praying in the Spirit. For our people to come up higher. Because there it is right there. And you can't live in the supernatural unless you pray in the Holy Ghost. You just have to live in the natural. Get your head beat up just like everybody else. Get knocked around like everybody else. You gotta get back to the Bible. I said we gotta get back to the Bible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. How'd you like to go to church and they got their sign, you know, out there. And then God's got his sign over that. Ignorance. Ignorant concerning the Spirit of God. And they have familiar spirits. They got dirty spirits. They got lesbian spirits. Homosexual spirits. Same spirit. You got all this going on. All this. You know. You think about it. Hallelujah. Praise God for churches that pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I know it's hard to say something when you're eating. To another working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning the spirits. This is something a pastor should be operating in, is the discerning the spirit. And if you don't have that, you ought to ask God for it and spend time, you know, cut back a few meals and get along with God and ask him for it and be in operation. Keep your church clean. See, that was, I had a word of knowledge about the man, but I also discerned that he had a dirty spirit. But he went over there and that other, he tried to get in my church, our church, but then he went over to another church where he can operate. Think about that. Think about that. I said, you think about that. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. No, I ain't allowing that to happen in our church because we're going to pray in the Holy Ghost and the Lord's going to let his people know, let the leaders know. Can you say amen?
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, prophecy. Prophecy, we won't stay much with that one. To another discerning spirits, to another different kinds of tongues. Now, I have the diverse kinds of tongues and to another interpretation of tongues. Now, see, that's a blessing. The church can profit with all with that gift. Now, in my opinion, in my dad, spiritual dad's opinion, the tongues and interpretation equal prophecy. Hallelujah. So you could, if you didn't have the prophet around to prophesy, or others could prophesy, but you could also have somebody that had the gift of tongues and interpretation. Me and my wife, and when we're together, well, you just saw it. We operated fluently. I remember when that happened. We were up in Toronto, Canada. We were in Toronto, Canada. The Lord spoke to me. He said, from this night forward, you and your wife will flow with tongues and interpretation. And that night we started flowing that way and have ever since. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. What? For profit with all. For the body of Christ could profit with all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. You can be in the know and not be ignorant and going along with everything that comes down the pipe. You could be in the know, the person, the right person to marry. You can know about the person that you're having business dealing with by praying in the Holy Ghost. Shatamaya, get the penny, not the voice. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. To another working man, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these work at that one self-same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. See, as he directs them, the will, the help. Glory be. Now, people ask, you know, about the anointing that's on me. Now, that's a different. See, there's the gifts of healing. There's times when I operate, not all the time, mostly because I lay hands on the sick and transmit healing power. When I went to heaven in 99, October the 7th, 1999, at Walton's Church over there, and I went to heaven, and when I left, I felt this hand. He gave me Hebrews chapter 2 about dispositions of the holy, of these gifts. And he said, now I'm giving you a gift to kill cancer. See, that's laying on of hands, transmitting healing power. That's not a prayer line. It's a line of transform, that special anointing. That anointing go out of my arm, a special anointing. He did special miracles by the hands of Paul. Now see, that ain't part of the gifts of the Spirit. That is anointing to kill cancer. There's a difference. Paul said over there in Acts 19, God said that God did special miracles by the hands of Paul. See, that wasn't part of the gifts of the Spirit. That was an endowment or a healing endowment, power to heal the sick. See, there's a difference. I'll never forget when God told me, see, he knows about my mama. He knows about everything. He's God. And he said, do you remember your mom? I was praying about the gifts. He said, do you remember your mom? She used to have brown paper sacks. Now they got bacon shake and everything, but she put either cornmeal or flour, what, and the chicken, you know, and put the chicken in there and go like this, you know, like that, and put it in the frying pan. You remember that? Did your mama do that? Huh? You think about that? He said, that's what you Pentecostals, word of faith and charismatic. That's what he said. He said, that's what you do. You put everything in one sack when there's different operations, and we need to learn what's the job description of each one of them. I know the job description on this anointing that's on me. And one, he added, is, again, we've seen so many cancer patients healed. And I mean, it's been increasing. But he told me now he'll operate at 25% of potential. What's that mean? Well, out of 125%, he said, but right before I come, he said, when this is in full manifestation, everybody in your services will be completely healed of cancer. You remember, if you get a chance, you go back there and get our lineage tape. And we talk about Smith Wigglesworth and what he prophesied. The four different movements. He prophesied about the healing revival. He prophesied about the charismatic revival. He prophesied about the teaching of word of faith, or teaching on faith and healing real strong. There'll be a teaching wave, just teaching. And then he said the last wave, and that's what we came into now. I believe when Dad Hagen went home to be with the Lord, that era stopped. God got him ready for out of two of those, getting him ready, and then exalted him with his message, and that is to teach my people faith. And then when he went home to be the Lord, when I was sitting there, God said, that era has come to an end. That don't mean we're doing away with teaching. That don't mean we're doing away with faith teaching. And see, if you're not careful, if before you know it, you'll make a moral out of a movement. And then you'll dry up. You got to move with God. You bring all the things that we learn in each one of those movements and go the next one with us. And you always stay fresh. See, I ran around with Smith Wigglesworth, I was going to say, but I did with Dad Summerall because he ran around with Smith Wigglesworth. But every movement, he went with God and he stayed fresh. Dad Hagen went with every movement and he stayed fresh. When the charismatic, he worked with the full gospel businessmen and taught in their convention because he was a teacher. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then when it came time to go, and then God said to go teach my people faith, that his ministry came really strong to the forefront. He was going from church to church for years and years and years. But now we're in a new era of the gifts of the Spirit and miracles, signs, and wonders. Glory be to God. Well, see, in that vision that I had over there in 99, October 7th, I'll never forget it. Sister Walton, where are you at? I heard your voice. Hallelujah. She here, Sister Walton? Raise your hand. Where's she at? Hallelujah. Oh, she went out? Okay. No, we have to get her. Praise the Lord. She was there. Amen. My wife was there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These last two nights, we've been dealing with something. We're getting on top of it. We're dealing with some things in this city. That these meetings, you're going to get the results of it. And we're going to see there's going to be changes. Hallelujah. But see, he said that was endowment. That wasn't a gift. I mean, that was a healing endowment to kill cancer. So I had nothing to do with the gifts of the Spirit. Now, the gifts of the Spirit could be an operation. Are you getting anything out of this?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Shadamaya. Shikibi. I'm telling you, the glory's in here. I said the glory's in here. Glory be to God. Let's put our hands up and praise him and worship him. Shadamaya. Shikibite. Lo sokoto. Linimata. Lungabide. Getetune. Yeah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody in here tonight that a doctor told you that you had an incurable disease? Come up here right now and I'll lay my hands on you. Blood disease, whatever. Now, what was that, David? Your sister, that was leukemia. It was a form of cancer. Well, we went over there, and I know when I laid hands on her, praise God, I knew something. You know, I know when it leaves me. I said, I know when it leaves me. I know when it leaves me. I just felt it go in him, see? Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I know. Now, when that happens, then I know I did my job, and I'm finished. Hallelujah. They keep the switch of faith turned on, and it'll drive out all that sickness and all that disease. How many learned something tonight? If anything, about praying in the Holy Ghost. We're going to do better, aren't we? These are some of the things that we let slip. We ain't going to do it no more. We're going to double up, aren't we? Everybody say we're doubling up. Praise the Lord. See, we're going to also lose a whole generation that know how to pray. Look how strong this church in the percentage. Every word of faith I've been going lately, that's the way the percentage has been. Because we let it slip. All of us. Paul said, I pray more than you all. That's the reason he had so many revelations. That's why he, you know, had those visions. Because he prayed more than anybody. you can pray under your breath while you're working a computer. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Shut a mind. That went in you, didn't it? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it just seems like every one of my meetings, you're getting something. Prashakata. Lissakiti. Because you're a word and a spirit man. And everything the Lord has shown you personally. Everything those that have been from me that have spoken over you. It'll all come to pass. It'll surely come to pass. Every bit of it. It'll come to pass. What's up with you, Doc?
Uh-huh.
6 months? Piece of cake. We can change that.
Yeah.
Only believe. How old are you?
68.
Well, 44 years. Look at that. 68. Are you satisfied?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, it says, with long life, he'll satisfy. Well, he's not satisfied yet. So he ain't finished. And anyway, if he wanted to die, he don't have to die of this. He just, there's Jesus, goodbye. Just like Dad Hagen did the other day. Looked up and smiled. He's gone. That's the way he always said. He set that in motion. That's the way he'd go. Glory be to God. So in the name of Jesus, I curse this foul cancer. Come out of his body now! Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. Put your hands down towards him. Pray in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Every bit of this, out of his body. You spirit of death, you leave this body now. In the name of Shadamaya, get to do it. No, 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 that by shaka dona mana mana bushi di 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 di. It should get it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. No, that ain't the way it'll be. It'll be shanga bona bode. It'll be shanga bona bode. It'll be shanga bona bode. Shona mana mana bushi di di di. Go show nana. No, 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 no. Nana mo shoga di 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 di. Shitty mana bode bushi di 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 di. My god, mana mana bode bushi di 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 di. Yes, mana mana bode bushi di di di. Bushi bode mana mana bushi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finish your course. Finish your course. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shuramaya. Get this in you. Now, see, we demonstrate and then we can explain a little bit. See, sometimes you can get in that door of the supernatural, then you can change things. You know, they say, no, that ain't the way it's going to be. See, that's the course that's going right now. Continue the course it would be. You know, die. Of course, he's going to heaven. He served God. But he's not finished yet. He just said it. He said he's satisfied with long life. What's that mean? Well, until you're satisfied. Ever how you want to live. You want to live a long life until you're satisfied. You ready? Well, I'm ready. Tired, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But you don't have to die with sickness and disease.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But see, I felt just like I felt it then. That anointing go in there. Working, driving, killing. Killing that cancer in the name of foul thing, in the name of Jesus. The very life of it, die in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shadamaya. Shikidinde. Lula, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Glory to God. Namaste. Katatuna. Masa. Kididine. Makatuna. Manabasa. Gidde. Shidi. Madabosha. Gidde. Didididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid Hallelujah. What kind of car you got? Huh? Uh-huh. What about this pickup? Do you know anything about a pickup? Huh? God told me about a pickup. It's yours. Hallelujah. Did I talk to you before the service? Have I ever ate across from you and you told me about this pickup? How did I know? By the Holy Ghost, by a word of knowledge. And then a word of wisdom that it'll all come to pass. Hallelujah. Shadamiah. I looked up to him. The Lord said he went, give him a pickup. Cool. Cool one. Hallelujah. Shadamiah. They domesticated. They domesticated. You live it. You got your own home?
I don't own one.
Huh?
I don't own one for it.
Oh, yeah, but what about this house? Huh?
It's hard.
I know it is. I'm telling you. Glory be to God, because God told me about a house. How did I know about it? Did I have dinner with you? Huh? Did I have dinner with you tonight, this afternoon, or did we have lunch?
Nope.
Did we have breakfast?
No.
Then who told me?
The Holy.
That's right. It's yours.
Lord.
It's yours. Just act like it in the name of Jesus. Hey! Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Shadamiah. Get the dead and they mind the Moshe. Get the dead and they mind the Moshe. Another sum large, somewhere between $30,000 and $35,000, somewhere in there, that some lady gonna give you. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shadamiah. Get the dead. God's been dealing with her. She goes to your church. She got it in the bank. Hallelujah. And she's over 58 years old. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She got gray hair and wears glasses. Hallelujah. Shadamiah. She debiti. You guys wasn't over in Porterville the other night when I was flowing all night long, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. Giving me the color, the cars and everything else. Hitting everyone. About people being shitty muscle. This is the kitty. You remember one time I was here and I drew it out. This, what's happening with that property? Yeah, we're a month away, but it all come to pass. Now, did you tell me that? No, you didn't tell me that before the church. Now, Brother Edmund, he picked me up. Now, I have this property. Then I got up here and said, did I say that? No, you didn't say anything about it. Didn't know nothing about it. Matter of fact, I drew where it was at. You remember the little stream and everything else? Railroad track? Yeah. Now they're making something out of all that, aren't they? Yeah, but... And if you remember, I put a sign with money sign in it. Hey! Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, you know, I knew it was the will of God for you to go. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're going on that German Airlines. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What's the name of that airline? Lufthansa. That's what we went before, you know, 747. One of them. I'm going to tell you, that was the lightest, easiest meeting I ever had. It was wonderful. And see those Muslims get saved, healed. Had brought an Indian woman out, she was in the hospital and they got her out and brought her, and she was cancer. She's healed. Glory be to God in that one. Hallelujah.
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 Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Don't be long for you. Hallelujah. Hey, you didn't have that mask of death on you. It's gone. Something's happening. Can you tell the difference in his face? See the blood cells in his face? Hallelujah. We got it, see? Hallelujah. You can get things in the spirit. There's no other way you can get it. Get it turned around. They're praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. I saw my granddaughter, Amanda, get in an accident and hit by a car. And the Lord was showing me. So I got in the spirit, got praying in tongues until I got victory and got it changed around. Got it turned around. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory.
I said, praise God.
Glory.
You know, some people can sin against you, but you could still, you might not be able to get them because they're going to do it, but you can get their kids to be saved. Because I know a man God spoke to me about. I know a man that took another man's wife, and he lost his wife. I mean, died, because he messed with another man. See, you reap what you sow. I said, you reap what you sow. And that's what I mean. Some things like that, you can't get changed because they set it in motion with their sin. We talked about that last night. You wouldn't hear get the tape about discerning the Lord's body. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you're getting an education these few days. We're going in deeper in some things. I said, we're going in the deeper in some things. Glory be to God. Could just sit here all night and just tell you story after story with it. Things happening, that word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Sharamayah. Yesukite. La Sukuto. Eki Makanda. What about the school? What about the school? Is there a school bid coming? Something to do with a college or a school or something like that? You know anything about that? Huh? Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Now who told, did you tell me that? Did you know about that? See, the Lord's not doing it. He's demonstrating it and explaining it. I'm not bringing attention to myself. I just tell you by the Holy Ghost. And a lot of times when you get up to the person, you can, you know, it comes. That's why you got to get around the prophet a lot of times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I went into your house, the Lord said, they ain't going to be living here very long. He's going, no, that's what I said. Now, I know what you told me in the natural, but before you said that, I said, yeah, remember, I said, that's right, because the Lord said it. So, Mr. Turtle, let's move. Get with it. Now you had the Mexican music tell you, and now you had a prophet tell you. What else you need? If you don't know what that's all about, just keep guessing. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now, that's a pretty big job. Yeah. Hallelujah. My goodness. Shadamaya. Shikidede. Lesikite. Lungabata. Masikite. Te nimaka. Tundabushi. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Well, we need to see how many have learned something now that these things are different, and we've been putting them all in one little sack, shaking it up as all together in a different operation. See, the word of knowledge, and usually there's another gift tacked to them, sometimes a third gift. And I learned through the Spirit, I had a word of knowledge, somebody's skull, then that was attached to a work in the mirror. But what if I wasn't praying in the Holy Ghost and went to that meeting? We just had a nice teaching service. praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, even your teaching ministry, you can wait on God, says to wait on God. And that's what charges all that up, see? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God.
Glory.
Woo! I don't know about you. We're getting into some things. By the end of this week, we're going to be flying, man. Praise the Lord. I know we're getting in. I'm getting into some things I have never gotten into. But he told me to do this Holy Ghost fire and move through there, and things will start be spreading. Things will start happening in churches. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And he told me, he said, your ministry will not be the same by the time you end up Thursday night in Modesto. Your ministry after that service, it will not be, you'll start walking in another realm. Well, I go for that.
Amen.
Part of that fourth phase, and then going to in rooms. Every phase has rooms, and you gotta obey God, and you go through all those rooms. Remember the prophet said, God told the prophet to bite so-and-so in the room, bite the king in, bite this minister in. What? That's how you teach people, by demonstrating and then explaining it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's what I was doing tonight, telling you this happened and that happened. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, see, God didn't want that church destroyed. He was trying to save it. But it was running rapid. It had to be dealt with publicly. It couldn't be dealt privately no more because it was running rapid and the pastor wouldn't do anything about it. And God was trying to get to him. And yet he took a negative effect on all that instead of rejoicing and then jumped in and helped God. Anyway, it's a long story. Big church. It's on its way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Precious thunder. Blessed is it. Well, let's just raise our hands and praise Him for a little bit. Ha 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 Ikanone, ikinokone, ikinoke, ore, ikimo, inima, shututuya.
The things that are prepared for you for the future, you're going to have to make sure you make precise this, and accurate this. People may well and may meaningly try to help you, but it would help you go the wrong direction, so follow the Spirit. Make sure you follow your Spirit. It doesn't matter what people say if it doesn't bear witness with your Spirit. So you be faithful to follow my Spirit, and you'll make right steps, and you'll fulfill what I have for you.
Hallelujah. And now,
it's time for you to step into another realm of the supernatural. So put into action what you heard tonight, and watch yourself go into another place.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, let's praise. Let's praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Sister, come on out here. Yes, Hatamaya. Ishikete, enimaka, enimaso. La rabushi kete, emande manta tuta mashiki makata yati. Oh, meki mokata no muturi di makiti di baya. It's you, my ew, baya. Yeah, you gave a data bota bata 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 bata.
Don't you know that your family situation is not just your family situation, but it's my family situation? And so you just rejoice and you just be glad in the Lord and you just let me step in and you let me intervene and you get out from under the care of it and you get in the joy. And as you get in the joy, then you'll step into my provision.
Hallelujah. Now I ask you a question. Did my wife have breakfast with you this morning? Did she have lunch with you this morning? Was that right on or was that right on? Hallelujah. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shadamai titidni mikir in the bullshit. Step aside, Mitch, if you would, please. Thank you, sir. At ne masuto do nane de gedete, and you have been the bushi ni nima katune, and then you bashe papaya, and then you shukotutuni miti, and then you bokapaya, and then you boshakere, and then bikemo lade.
You've stepped into a measure of what I've had for you, and you've enjoyed it and said, my, it's been good being down here. It's been good. But you don't realize how much higher you had that I want you to go. And so you just say, oh, I've enjoyed down here and been blessed down here, but let's go higher. You initiate it. You say, I'm going to come up to this level, this level, this level, and you keep going because I'm waiting on you to make the step up.
Hallelujah. Shadamaya. Gifitene. Gustafuda. Lasagata. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Enema shukotuna maya. Katuta bashikete de. Le shikini mando boshi. Enema koje. Ma jike. Mo shikete teni maka. Pakapushi. Pakapashikere.
And there's more. It's not done. There's more. There's more to walk into. There's more to obey. And there's more to see. And there's more to do. And it's going to come upon you in a fresh way. So you just let that come upon you. Realize that it's upon you for His purpose, His plan. And watch my words come to pass. Hallelujah.
Be blessed!
Yeah. Yeah.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, let's rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Trevor, you have a song that fits in here somewhere? You got something by the Spirit. Let him go for it. Hallelujah. I felt you did, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Send me a picture of it. Glory.
For all you've done, we give you glory. For all you've done, we give you praise. For all you've done in the midst of your people, we